Since this is a special Easter evening with Cohan and Kittleson and special guests, perhaps, and since we have lots of special little tunes, how would it be if we don't applaud?
You'll decide.
No, because see, if you don't applaud, then that doesn't make me unhappy. Oh. If the applause is, you know, real little ones. And then,
oh,
right. No, I. In a lot of churches in Europe, they shy away from applauding in the church, and usually they do applaud, and sometimes it takes them a couple of numbers, or sometimes they do right after the first one if I choose a real flashy item to start. But, you know, there's a science to putting together a program. You put a really juicy little number at the beginning, and then you end the first half also with something pretty darn full of sparks. And then the second half, the beginning of the second half, after they are all smiles, hopefully, and they've been refreshed by a cup of tea down at the amusement center in the concert hall, you play the meat and potatoes, something that would just bore them to tears. For that section of the program, we're going to do a piece by John Cage where we sit for 20 minutes. Yes, and then you end with another flashy number. So that's a certain science to putting together a program. Anyway, mine tonight is going to be more laid back. And in a lot of the churches, during certain concerts, they won't applaud at all. That's quite customary. But actually, I've only had one time when they didn't applaud at all. It was in northern Germany, near the East German border, and a large percentage. Well, it was a much older crowd than I'm used to, and it was really a wonderful experience, this concert with no applause, and somehow just I felt just appreciated, and I was appreciating, and it was so nice. Anyway, that doesn't mean the music's going to be any good tonight, but I just thought, since it is an Easter evening with Cohan and Kittleson and a special guest, that anyway, now I'd like to talk about applause. To warm up, I have a little piece called Song by Vanraj Bahatia, an Indian composer whom I know nothing about. But this song has a poem. I guess I'll read it quickly. Cool water, white moonlit night, a streamlet hidden in the leaves. Water I shall drink from your hands alone, fair one. Have the pitcher cleaned. In others' gardens, flowers bloom. In mine grow only bananas. This very night, meet me if you meet me if you must, for the chance for the chance shall not be again. I think somehow this changes in translation. In others' gardens, flowers bloom. In mine grow only cabbages. Bargain is not in my mind, fair one, just greedy. For you are my eyes. That's a folk song from Jammu, which I think is a language in India. Oh, darn. The person who could tell us, Jim, left today, because he lived in India for a long time. And the folk song was, from that language, was translated by the composer. And this is actually one movement of a four-movement piece. It's very Indian-like, Indian flute-like little ornaments. Song with, I mean, it's, well, a little humor in there, but very heartfelt love song. Now here's a little butterfly that was flittering about over the cabbages. Actually, the butterfly, though, although he may seem so happy and flighty on the outside, has the something else on the inside that's hidden, whereas it was the reverse in the last one. So this is the little Falling Leaves piece by Don Juan, who wrote two of the pieces that Ruth and I played last time. And there's the little poem goes, in the obscured autumn air, the last leaves in the fall are rolling in the ruts and grooves in the streets, my happiness also. So, next time you see a butterfly, think twice. This is by an American artist, Mark Tobey, who spent a lot of time in Seattle and taught at the Cornish Institute in Seattle. He wrote this piece before 1950. He was 50 years old before he even started to play music. And then he picked up the flute, and he sang, and he played piano. And he wrote some beautiful little piano pieces. I think he mostly sort of improvised at the piano. He liked to improvise. And the story is that he whistled these flute pieces, or maybe whistled and played, and somebody else, his piano teacher, took down the notes. The music is very painterly. It's really brushstroke here and a brushstroke there, little phrases. And it's unique because it's a totally fresh music artist, totally fresh without a whole lot of, a little bit like Dave Martin, for those of you that know him. Very, you know, hasn't been through the schooling, and very, so, a special imprint. And these are, it's called three pieces for solo flute. They're each a little less than a minute long. First one is Obad. The second one, Memories Are Hunting Horns. Their sounds die in the wind. And that's a quote from Guillaume Apollinaire. And the third one, Homage à Winsor Utley. Winsor Utley, tribute to Winsor Utley. He was a Seattle painter and still is. I think living in Seattle, who was having an art opening. He was having an art show, and for the opening of the show, Mark Tobey wrote him, because he played flute, as did Tobey, these three little unaccompanied pieces, so he could say, well, I'm going to play Toby's little pieces, and then lots of people would come to his art show. It was kind of a sneaky little thing. And these are the only flute pieces I know of by Tobey. The only things that exist are probably these flute pieces and a few little piano pieces. The rest was probably in his head.
Thank you.
exhibit of his prints at the University of Northern Iowa, where I was last year, at about this time, I guess. He started printmaking when he was 70. And they had just gorgeous prints on the walls. It was nothing but prints, very beautiful. And so I had said that I had these little pieces of Toby, and I happened to know that he had poems. And so we had a little Sunday afternoon special thing in the art gallery, surrounded by his prints. I played his music, and we had a little film about Toby that showed him in Seattle and talked about him. And someone from the English department recited some of his poetry. It was really fun to see all those different things of the same artist. So first, Ruth and I will play a piece called "The Fog Is Lifting." From, I guess it's music written for a play. Helga Rhoda? That's who wrote the play. So "The Fog Is Lifting" by Carl Nielsen, who's especially well known for his big symphonies.
Thank you.
chosen some movements by Bach. First, the middle movement from the sonata in E minor, and then two movements from the sonata in C major.
Thank you.
by Hovannis. It's called Pastoral and Fugue. And, well, the second movement, the fugue, has words to it. It has sort of a tune that goes bop, 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 bop. And the words to that are sa, 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 no yuki. I don't know what that means. That's the entire text. Is a really an old English folk song, Down by the Sally Gardens, and it's been arranged by Benjamin Britten. Well, actually, it's for, there's no flute arrangement, I just sort of play the voice part, and it's a really pretty song. The words are parsnips and rutabagas. Down by the Sally Gardens, this is the words of the tune I'm going to play. Down by the Sally Gardens, my love and I did meet. She passed the Sally Gardens with little snow-white feet. She bid me take love easy, as the leaves grow on the tree. But I, being young and foolish, with her did not agree. In a field by the river, my love and I did stand, and on my leaning shoulder, she laid her snow-white hand. She bid me take life easy as the grass grows on the weirs. But meadows, isn't that what that is? But I was young and foolish, and now I am full of tears. A little bit like in others' gardens, flowers bloom, in mine, cabbages, bananas. On a theme by Rossini. Like most themes by Rossini, unless this is an overture, it probably has words, but fortunately I don't have a copy. Oh, the variations are by Chopin. He actually wrote something for flute, or they say he did. Might have been written by his little brother. They're not positive it was written by him. Thank you. is another one by Hovannis, who also lives in Seattle, like Toby. I think he's of Armenian heritage. And this is called The Garden of Adonis.
Is it
Emory
Sally's garden?
Maybe. It's Sally reincarnated, I guess. The title is based on a canto from The Fairy Queen by Edmund Spenser, 1552 to 1559, describing a garden of rebirth or reincarnation where souls appear as flowers. So imagine Sally is reincarnated from what was the name of that one? Down by the Sally's garden. And the little butterflies flying around. And
the cabbage and bananas.
The cabbages and bananas. And this is what it looks like. It's very green. Heavenly garden.